So, begin the wonderful new Maseka, Truma, Perek, Aleph, Halakha, Aleph, Daf Aleph, Amid Aleph. Kamishal Yitrom, V'intarmu, En Terumatam, Truma.
There are five people that should not be Torah,
and even if they were Torah, the Truma would not be Chal.
As opposed to the next list, in which you should not be Torah, but the Yavad is Chal.
Acheresh. Ashoza, Akatan, Vatorimit, Shalom.
Now, we will see that it's talking about a cherish over here, not just somebody who cannot speak, but he's a cherish in a Shemeh Avein Medaber, and therefore the problem is that he's in Bodat, not that he can't say his brook. So first we have our first four. We have the cherish, the sheifer, the kopin, or somebody is Torim without Malabayas' Das on something that isn't his. And a goy, where even if it's with his das, that's the fifth case, Ishataram et Shah Yisrael, Afilu Birshut, in Trumatar Truma. Because over there, there's no shlichut to a goy. The goy himself can't do it. Remember, he can't do it for his Mishamaya. Cheresh HaMedaber Ve'ino Shomea. Now, the next case, if somebody was a cheresh who is a Medaber, so therefore he does have das, but is Eino Shomea, Lo Yitron, V'im Taram, Trumato Truma. In that case, we say that, and this is only because this is going to a little bit of Rebbe Yudah holds, as we learned in Brocha, that someone who makes a Brocha has to be Mashmiel Ozno. And if he doesn't hear his Brocha, it's not a good Brocha. Which means that this guy who can't hear what he's saying can't make a Brocha, since the Rabbanan, you're supposed to make a Brocha. When you take off Truma, he shouldn't be doing. Obviously, if he takes off the truma is a good truma because brachas are not ma'akas. They have nothing to do with the mitzvah. It's separate issues. If he did it, then it's perfectly okay. Because when we said before, a cherish is no good, that's the cherish of dibur chacham and b'chol makom, that's the cherish of eno shomea v'eno medav. He neither can hear nor he can speak, therefore it's considered being b'chutz adbeyah. And in being b'chutz adbeyah, he can't achieve what is necessary to achieve with truma. Katan. What is the din of a Kratan who is as yet prepubescent? So we have a machlokas over Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosef. We don't know Trumato Truma, his Truma, anyway, because he holds, this is a machlokas what we're talking about, but is any shear at all, or maybe there's some shear, but let's assume that he says that the Torah is not Mamayat Kratan from Truma. Rabbi Yosef says, it's mamayat only a kotten who can't make a netter, because the functionality of creating truma is for all intents and purposes nadarim. So since it's based on my gibor, I raise a truma. If he's magiyalo, not nadarim, which is a year before his bat mitzvah, so that year he's called magiyalo, not nadarim. So imat shlo balo nadarim in truma tatruma. Once he's balo nadarim, which is now within the year, so then Truma Tad Truma, even though he's still prepubescent. Says the Gemara, Chamisha Lo Yitrono, so the Tzuv Bar Nachman says it's all one pasuk, all five cases. Shama Lekula Minhaka, says Daber al Bnei Yisrael, Yikuli Truma, it's Daber al Bnei Yisrael, Prat Legot. Me'ez Ko Ish, it's Prat Lekata. Asher Yidzenu Libo, it's Prat Lekherish, with a Shaita, because there's no nidivas alev because he doesn't have a full way. The zosat truma shefikhu mi'itah. I'll take it from this guy himself. Got the Torah, Mishen Shalom. From the Mela, all of these cases are essentially the same over here. Okay, so this now I show you, generally both, that's the mayat separately from the ish. That's what tells me that even a cotton that was magia to onat nidarim, he's going to Rabbanan, the Tanakhama, even a cotton was magia to onat nidarim, and therefore you can't say that he doesn't have yidven olivo. He does have yidven olivo, Valraya, if he makes an adava to the Reichon English, an adava is called, because he was magia to onat nidarim. So he can't exclude the cotton. But I have another pasuk of ish to exclude the cotton, even though the cotton has the advantage. So this sheet of the Tanakhama all appears in the same pasuk. Correctly, Gemara, why don't we say the Yofiyat Ma'aseh Shalehem al Mashachna? Why don't we say that das is only a requisite where there's not a clear-cut maitha, but the act itself stands as a statement of what the purpose of the act is. Pretty much a child, for instance, what if a cotton or a carrot for sugar, but if they take a carbon to the sadat sofer, where you're mutter to do the shrit of kashi kashi, and they do the shrit of that. So they would say, obviously, they're shechting this l'shem kashi because they walk with sofer, or they go with sofer. So there's a question of whether mashatam nikeret bitok ma'asam is considered to be better than just a statement. So over here, why don't we say, says the Gemara, why don't we say that the maitha over here, fine, they don't have enough shot, I understand, but they do have a maitha. So why do we say ein trumas and truma? They took off the truma, they set it aside. And I'll prove to you that they have a maitha. For tamina taman, he'elo cherishot v'kotin apa pishach nishev sh'yerei tal alayhem, einan b'chiyutan, mipnei sh'yesh be'em maitha ve'ein be'em machshava. If cherishot v'kotin take up fruit to the root. And there, they want the fruit to get damp in the So over there, it's not considered to be the chiyutan, the chiyutan mayim alzera, right? Then we know that's the chiyutan dunya the chiyutan because we leave out the vav, and it looks as if it's chiyutan. So we learn out from there that it needs to be with your das, but the water got on it. Otherwise, it's not moksha lakabatun. The cherish shirt of the cotton, bring it up to the root. It's not the chiyutan. So it doesn't help over there to be makabel tuma because this is not considered l'ratza. Mipnei sheyesh b'maaseh v'ein b'maaseh machshava. The machshava doesn't help, and therefore there's no indication here that specifically kadesh sheyerei lam tov. Beisel maaseh shelahem. What would be considered to be a mitzvah of a cheresh shayt of a cotton that would allow peres to be moksha makabel tuma? Because taking it up to the roof could be just maybe they want it to dry out or something. Who's to say that they want it to get, maybe they just have no place to store it. There's nothing in that that says I want it necessarily to get wet in the dew. What would be a mitzvah, shall I have? Says Rebbe Kuna, well, the mitzvah would be, it's the tafuf and the tal. Let's say he takes the fruit and he holds it in a place where the tal is dripping. So over there, that should be enough to be machshava kabel tuma. But taman in tanya taman, and there's another line. It says horida cherishot v'kotin apa pishach chashav shiyukur aglea einan b'chiyutan. If a cherishot v'kotin goes ahead and takes a behema, put it through a river, even though they want it to be washed off in the water which is on their feet that afterwards falls onto something like with walking over wheat or whatever. That weed is still not moksha l'kabel tuma, even though the water came onto the behema through the cherish of the cotton, taking it along. And it says over there, b'sheyesh l'maaseh ve'en l'machshava. There's no proof in the fact that they took the water, the animal through the water, that they want the water to be there. Maybe they just needed to get it across the river. What would be a ma'aseh? Is a ma'aseh shalem? So they rub them off with water. They clean them. Over there, it's clearly the chiyutan. So the water that drips off, that water is enough to make the things. Because there's nikeret machshavto, mitok ma'asav is enough to really be makayv. And therefore, we see the same thing over here. You see that there's a distinction between a statement in which they're saying, well, I'd like to get wet. What do you care? What do we care what you say? Your statements don't mean anything to us because we don't believe you really connect to what you're saying. But if you do it, then that should be enough. That would be enough. Yeah. Says the Shmuel. I mean, if he says, I want this thing to be wet. Yeah. No, not necessarily. I mean, it would have to be clear one way or the other. The Shmuel, Rabbi Avu, B'shem Rabbi Yochanan, B'shem Rabbanan. Says because it says the nechshav lachem trumatchem. Why does it say nechshav lachem trumatchem? That it has to be a machshava, so to speak, right? So you see from there that you actually need machshava and not a maitre. The whole essence of truma is to be able to nemerim it with your machshava, which is in this particular case, machshava that is nikeres b'tok maitzav would not help. So that means that here. It's a katubo machshava in maaseh shelo mokiach ha-machshavto. It's et she'im ketuzo machshava ma'aseh shelo mochiach al machshavto. V'kan ho v'ketuzo machshava in ma'aseh shelo mochiach al machshavto. The only time that we say that where you do something where it implies that you're thinking of something is where the machshava is not the essence of the chalot. It's just that we need that it should be true, let's say, like the water. We need that it should be true that someone desires to have the water. But it's not that machshava is more the day hashra kabal tuma. It's not that your machshava creates the yore tuma. It's the kinyutan. The machshava is like a condition. So that type of thing is good for to say, okay, well, we see the condition was fulfilled. Obviously, it was put here in order to get wet. You took the water, you rubbed it down, so you wanted it to get wet. That's enough. But where we need Machshava to create the thing, that's not a condition, that's its essence. So over there, you're not going to say that a Chereshet of a Kodesh who don't have that ability to do that essence, that because we're nicker what their intent is, that that's the equivalent of a Machshava that can create something. It's no comparison at all. Over with Yossi. Kushaita Kamei Reb Shmuel, I asked Reb Shmuel, Hare Gittin. How about Gittin? Hare Enki Ve'em Machshava. Does it say anywhere that a get needs to be done with machshava, right? And that he has to have his machshava, and in writing the get, the din is that a cotton, even if it's muchach, that he knows he's writing the get, it says the tanina, I call sheir mechtovas a get chut mi cheresh. Sorry. There's another gear set over here. Yeah. So over there it says the other gear says afilu cheresh shelter v'kata. So it appears over there that according if you have this gear set that the mice of writing to get is mochia, right? Now the problem is, okay, the lashon of the Yerush, it says that it didn't ink even machshava, is our problem, because the truth is by getting the whole meaning of the get an opinion or to be machna, it requires a das of machna. So this, take a look at the next piece. So we say Omer Avuna v'ushiyat b'keach umed al gavo. The b'keach is saying do this act for so and so. So there we say that the Cheresh of the Kodesh are writing because the Das over here is the Das of the Bikeah. But the fact that the Kodesh writes alone is not enough. If we're Mechaber these two together, and you view this by the question, then we can keep the gears that we have, and we can say, look, it doesn't say the Din of Machshavah B'Gittin, and it says nonetheless, that the writing of the get doesn't prove a dying thing. There needs to be a bekeach that's omed al gaba. So, therefore, the cheresh of the cotton should have been enough, since it doesn't write it at all. Rav Yochanan asks Ravuna, why would it help that the bekeach is omed al gaba? What about Ein of the Krasav Lo Lishma? What happened to the din of the Krasav Lo? There's no Kasav law Lishma. Because of this question, he understood the reason that it's kosher is only because it's going according to the Mar Yomer of Elazar, who holds that Eidei Mesira cards it, right? So that the Ksiva itself, I mean Eidei Chasima cards it rather, like a mayor. The Ksiva itself is not the Ksiva of the get, it's the Ksiva of the Eidei. So if it's the Ksiva of the Aden, it doesn't matter to us. But the Cheresh of the Kodesh, because they don't create the get, only the Aden. Yeah. Yeah, that's because that's the meaning of Ksiva, according to Mami Onahol, that the Kosovo is Ksiva's Aden. If you hold that the Kosovo is the Kosovo of the get, and then the Aden are only the fact that that was done, then you don't even need Aden on the get. Because the Kosovo doesn't refer to Aden. So that would be the Kasav Lo Lishma, according to him. Chazer Reb Yossi Va'amar. So therefore he turned around and answered his own question, Reb Yossi, and he said, Taman Zekotev V'Zemegaresh. The Cheresh over there is writing it for somebody else who would be the one who would be the Megarish. Bram Halcha, who Choshev, v'hu Toreim. Over here, he is now committing himself to what he's doing with his own das for his own thing. So therefore, if it wouldn't be that the Torah said Machshava, I would have said there's a third level. There's the fact that there's Ma'asav Mochiat Mochichin, Machshava, on what I'm doing to somebody else, but there's a difference between Ma'asav Mochichin and something that I'm doing for myself. And I'm doing for myself, I'm doing with a great amount of commitment and concern as part of my whole life. So there, the only reason that it wouldn't be good is because it said Machshava. So even though I said before in general, well, it says like Uma Machshava, and the middle it says Machshava, Machshava, and he carries himself, Ma'asav is not good enough, why then is it good by the Gittin, we're saying, in the case only where he's Aymed Agava, and we're answering, and the middle doesn't say Machshava, so we're answering, because over there you don't need for the Torah to say Machshava, for me to demand Machshava. Right, because he's not doing it for himself, and therefore Machshav and Nikeres Bitoch Ma'asav is weaker, and it won't be. And even if it doesn't say Machshav, it's not good enough. Because what do we know? He doesn't really care about what he's doing. He's not doing it for himself. By thinking he's taking off Truma, he really does care, because the Truma is his life, and his commitment Bitoch Ma'asav is much more of a raya. It's better, sure. Whoever doesn't mean he knows what he's doing. Somebody's involved in something, he's doing it for his own purposes. And therefore, that's what he's doing. That's why the Torah needed to say Machshava. The Nefshav Lachem, and that's the reason that we can be Mamayit, even Machshav and Nikaris Mitoch Maitha, because it's special over here. Rav Yaakov Barak, Amar, Ha'il Kostav Hu, the Gireish Hu, Getu. In other words, what you're saying is that if he would have written the Get for himself, that would have been a perfectly kosher ksiva, and it would have been possible to be megarish with it, because he's not doing it for anybody else, but rather for himself. So, says Rabbi Yaakov, we have to take out this little piece of Bram Hafa who Choshev Hu Toreim, which is what appeared before. Rabbi Yaakov Barak was simply a repeat, because it was the other Rabbi Yaakov Barak that appeared before, but this got repeated over here. Rabbi Yaakov Barak and Rabbi Chiya b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, they are chalukim al hashom me'azeh. They are chalik on the one who said over this halakha. He's Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. He was the one that says that if somebody was a pikeach and he was mischarish, so if he can write and he can't speak, as long as he can write a get for himself. And other people go ahead, and they are Mekayim, Miksav, they say this is Miksav God, and they say this should be done for a week, because we don't know that it's being done for a week. Well, so now, he is saying, we don't agree with that. They hold that even if he was a Cheresh Meikara, it doesn't matter that he needs to be a Cheresh Meikara, he has the same halakha as Cheresh Meikara, Cheresh from now, he cannot write a get. And over there it's talking about that he's writing a get for himself. You see that we do not say Ma'asav Mochichin, whether he's doing it for himself or whether he's doing it for somebody else. Over here the guy is married, he's trying to give him a get to his wife, and it won't help him. Rabbi Yaakov, no, he's saying that there's no difference. It's venerable. There's really no difference in terms of our ability to ascertain his God. So that the fact that somebody seems to know what he's doing, he's acting as if he knows what he's doing, but doesn't have God, doesn't help. We don't say Machshava and Nikaris Mitoch Ma'asav. So if a cheresh would write a get for a woman that he's married to, it still's not going to help. Okay, so he's calling on Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. So now, Ma'o Kedon. Okay, but still, we have the problem we have before, if that's the case, about Rabbi Yochanan's question. Because now you're saying it doesn't matter Truma, but we need to say Machshavtam, we need to say the next Shablachem, because it's his. Or the case of Get, where it isn't for him, would be exactly the same if it was for him, according to Rabbi Yaakov. So now what are you going to do with the question? We answer the difference between Gittin and Truma, because we said Truma is for himself. But now we're saying that even if the get would be for himself, it also wouldn't be good. So clearly that's not the point. So my kedon, so what is the point? Asoid Reb Yochanan, the truma, Reb Yishmael ben Asher Reb Yochanan ben Baruch, the kiddushin. Reb Yochanan the gittin, to Rabbanan the kiddushin. In other words, what we have to say is that if you're going to tell me myself are mochichin on machshavta, and this would be true not only about a cup, but of a pair of shirts of a cup. This question is dependent, actually, in a machlokas tanaim, and therefore it depends according to who Reb Yochanan was talking about, because there's a machlokas Reb Yochanan benosha Reb Yochanan broken, and Reb Yishmael benosha Reb Yochanan broken the rabbanan, the gabi kedushin. So as we'll see in a moment. So where we say Lagabi Truma, that without, what was Reb Yochanan's finish over here? That hadn't said Machshavto, that the next travel of Kama, I would have said Machshav and Ikeresi Tok Maishav is good. Yes, that's true. But it's only true, according to the Shita, of Reb Yishmael ben Osho, Reb Yochanan ben Baruch. Therefore, okay, you can't ask the question. Whereas what he said in Gittin, which is Mashma, that Maishav Mokichan on Machshavto does not help, even where it doesn't say v'nachshav lachem, that's going according to the Rabbanan who argue on Rabbi Yishmael ben Asher, Rabbi Yochanan ben Baruch. And he was simply talking in two sheets, is not mentioning his own thoughts about the underlying issue at all. The Tanya, what are we referring to? Chere sheit v'kotin shikichu. En kiddushi, en kiddushi. The beigolati v'kadosh anisha. There's no kiddushi. And comes along with Yishmael ben Asher of Yochanan ben Baruch, and he says, they know Levein Atzmo and Kiddushin Kiddushin, but they know Levein Acherim, meaning not Asian, but there's people that are now Eime Agava. This the case over there is talking about the Kiddush of the Mechata, and they're saying you put this apron into the Mechata, and it should be good. We're thinking that it should be Kiddush of the Mechata. That's considered to be a kiddush. Why? It's ma'isav mochichin al machshavtam, right? And the rabbanan say, even if achayim arayim im agavam, it's no good. Okay, so you see that ma'isav machshavam, in the case of machshavam, he cares to talk ma'isav. If there's somebody else standing there, that's enough. Okay, so that's the shikam yishwam, and I'll probably open a member of. And that's according to him, Rabbi Yochanan was going over there again. That's what he was saying. He was saying, if you have somebody to send me down Gaba, and even though the fair shirt of a chopin, my chopin because it has my stuff, is good. Tony, Cheresh Shetaram, it should say, Ogiresh, if he took off Truma or he gave a get, Ein Gito, the Ein Truma To, just put in the extra thing about get. So Ein Gito, the Ein Truma To, so Ein Gito get, and Ein Truma To Truma. This is only if he was born a Keresh. So he never developed that. But let's say he was originally a Pikeah, and then he became Nitkaresh. So then we believe that he's got a mind in there, it's just that now, unfortunately, he's paralyzed. He can't talk. He doesn't hear. He had a stroke. So over there, he can be Kotev, V'acherim Mekaimim Ksav Yadav. At that point, we do believe that what he writes, he can be, make things callous. If he writes out, this should be truma, or he writes out that I'm being megarish you, my wife, and so on, and he does this properly, he can be medaber mitoch asav. Mitzav is considered to be his das, because it's not the same as a guy with a congenital perish. Okay, so this is Rav Shimon ben Gamliel das. Take out the words over here. The Shomei Aveinu Medaber Reisus Mekeach. Reb Yaakov Barach and Reb Chiya B'Shem Reb Yochanan Chalukin HaLashon HaZeh Aminam. They're saying that they argue, and they're saying even if he was a Pekeach originally, that's what you just said before a few minutes ago, but they don't agree. And they say that even if he was Nizcharish, it's exactly the same. But they almost need to plead up. I don't understand. The Stam Mishnah seems to be indeed arguing. I mean, everybody knows this. It's arguing on Rosh Hashanah because it says Nitchareish hu o nishtateh eino moti olamit. That means he was a Pikeah and he took her as a Pikeah. Now he was Nitchareish. He can never get rid of her. Why? Yitzchok, let him write again. He can still write. Yikayim al-Acheri. Why can't we have the others being Mekayim, Ksav Yado, and you hold like Rosh Hashanah Ben Gamliel, and he can therefore, it should be okay. So clearly, the Stam Mishnah indeed does not agree with Rosh Hashanah Ben Gamliel. Can you know the Shani Adelikov? No, they explained that already. We're not going to make a Stam Mishnah Chalak on Rosh Hashanah Ben Gamliel, otherwise we'd have him, and they wouldn't have had to say that Rav Yochum is Chalukin on Rosh Hashanah. The Mishnah has no riot, because who's to say the Mishnah is talking about a case we can write? Maybe he can write. The Mishnah is just trying to give an indication that if somebody gets into something, midiraisa, he can't get out of it, midirabbanan. So normally when you have kedushin of a cherish, when you can have gerushin of a cherish, but if a guy got married into the camp, then he becomes a cherish, so there's nothing that he can do. You'll say, well, what do you mean? What if he can write? Fine! What if he can write? He can't write. I'm just trying to give you an example. I'm not saying any case was in the Kharish. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel would say, obviously, if he can write, then he wasn't truly stuck. But the Mishnah is saying, if he can't write, he is stuck, which of course I agree to too. You know, they didn't do that because then they would make a joke of the whole condition of first place. So Moses, Rabbi Barbar Mama, Bamatnitha Pligi, okay, but fine, you can explain that Mishnah. How about over here? Hare shekatav ktav yado. V'amar l'sofer ktov. V'la'idim chatom. Af afi shekot uv'chot muv'en nasimo. V'chot v'natan la. Eino get. A guy over here writes a letter to a sofer. And it says, write a get to my wife. He writes in there, so and so and so and so. You be my witnesses and you be chotein. The guy goes ahead and writes the get. The witnesses go ahead and sign. They give him the get. He looks over the get. Fine. Hands it to his wife. It's not a get. Now, our assumption was that...
Was that a person who written
it himself? No, it's not. This is what he said. So now, we were thinking that the only meaning of this point is that we're talking about a cherish. And the meaning, I mean, what else could it mean? That a cherish cannot order a get. Even though it's Bitov Aksav, because he's lacking Dash and he couldn't have ordered it Baal Peh. So apparently you see from here that Rav Shimon ben Gamliel is wrong, and the Ksav Yad of a Cheresh does not create a Shlichus. Or again, we have a Tamishn over here. That's not a yet. Omer Rav Yosa. Omer Sufa. The Seifa over here makes it very clear. Because in the Sefer, if you read the Sefer, you'll see that it doesn't argue. Because the Sefer says, Eino get ach yishmu'u et kolo, sh'amara sofek tov, v'l'edim chatomu. So it says, lo sof ach yishmu'u et kolo, alafilu yirkin et rosho. So now, it says over there, the Ksav Yad is no good, unless they hear him say it. And, when you say over here he has to say it, it doesn't mean literally that he has to say it. Even if he can't talk and he shakes his head, yes, 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 write it, yes, be absolutely right. That is a good guess. So how can you possibly say that the problem over here is the problem about a cherish? So loads of about you well, if you look in Brosho. So as Oma less time. So therefore you have to say that when the Mishnah says over here that they hear it. It doesn't mean that they hear it, the guy's be able to talk. It says even if he nods his head, if that's the case, then the writing should also be good. And why? Because how do you bring your writing against Rav Shimon ben Gamliel? It should be exactly the same thing. It must be that there's another problem over here, and it's lav dafka. In other words, we can't be talking about someone who was first a pikeach and then a cheresh. Then what's the difference? Must be that the ratio that said that he told the soaker, it's lav dafka. What he did was that he wrote in his notes to so-and-so, go ahead and tell the soaker to write a get. And the problem over here has nothing to do with cherish or to the cotton. It's because this is a case of telling a shliach emor. And there's a machlokes whether imu emor. If a guy writes or says, he could have said it too. Doesn't matter. He says to a guy, you say to somebody else to do this, whether that's considered to be a shliach. So if you empower the guy directly, and you say, I make you a shliach to write a get, fine, that's the shliach, that's what Torah says. But to say to somebody else, you empower this guy, what do you mean you empower this guy? You can't empower this guy. You go make him a shliach. So that's the shiloh over here. That's the problem. It's because we got the letter second hand, and it's called mili lo mimsa l'shliach. You can't give over words to a shliach. You could only give over an actual act, a kalos that he can do. And that's the problem. It's because it's a letter, not because you have to hear his voice. When it says, until we hear his voice, until we hear his voice in the state, that certainly doesn't mean until he hears his voice, means he can nod his head. So why can't he write a letter? It's because he has to tell the sofer. That's the point. Whether through his, literally through his voice, whether through writing to the sofer, whether through nodding to the sofer, that doesn't bother me at all. Amar Ramana, says Ramana, well, I say each time. Not true. Means exactly what it says. The Reisha is talking about the case that we assume. He's talking about a bichayach, and he's discouraged, and he's writing the letter, and nonetheless it's no good, and it's against Scripture and the Gamaliel, and that's where Rabbi Yochanan is learning. So what's your question? The Sefer says that until he hears his voice, and obviously it doesn't matter whether he literally hears his voice, or whether he's Martin at Rosho, and so on and so forth, that's no kasha. He hashmato, he hakarat Rosho. When it says, Akshi Hashmiat Kolo, Akshi Hashmiat Kolo includes Hakanat Rosho. That's not a problem. Because he is a Pikeach here. His problem is Hakanat Rosho that he can't talk. Fine, he can't talk. So what? There's no halakhic implications of not being able to talk. So he can shake his head. It's perfectly okay. So what do I care if he says it or if he nods his head? But that doesn't mean that the ksiva of a cheresh is going to help. A ksiva is what we're not up. And Dibur Shemim and Gamliel is wrong, according to this mission. That's what Rabbi Yochanan is saying. We don't hold of this shoneh. Meaning, Rabbi Shemim and Gamliel is saying this din about being able to do something where you're, because you once had that, we don't hold of it. And can we continue on? We don't have to continue. Okay. Yeah. What are you talking about?